Today is November 15th, the feast day of St. Albert the Great, known in Latin as Albertus Magnus. And St. Albert the Great is best known for being the mentor, the teacher, the professor of St. Thomas Aquinas. It was also St. Albert the Great, who was a Dominican, that really brought Aristotle into the Catholic faith as far as philosophy. Up to that time, St. Augustine had used Plato, mostly Plato, but now with St. Albert the Great and Thomas Aquinas, Aristotle will be the philosophy that will be adopted by the church to teach theology. So let's look at his life for a few moments. St. Albert the Great was born in Bavaria, southern Germany, and his father was a very wealthy nobleman. He was a lord. He was in the army of the Emperor Frederick II. So Albert was the oldest of his family, again, born into a wealthy and prestigious family. He was a brilliant young student, so they sent him off to study at the University of Padua. And there he came into contact with the Dominicans, a brand new order that had just been started called the Order of Preachers, founded by St. Dominic. And Blessed Jordan of Saxony was going around Europe preaching at these universities, trying to promote vocations to the priesthood and to the Dominicans. And that's when he met Albert, and Albert joined the Dominicans, much to the dismay and the opposition of his family. The Dominicans, again, were just a brand new order, a mendicant order of preachers, a poor order. And as you know, there was opposition to that when it first started. People did not want their sons joining an order such as the Dominicans or Franciscans at the beginning, of course, because they wanted them to belong to a prestigious order, well-established, a wealthy order, but the Dominicans were just being started. And as you know, when Thomas Aquinas tried to join the Dominicans, his family had him arrested and put in the family castle, and he had to eventually break out of the castle in order to join the Dominicans. Well, Albert joined the Dominicans, was ordained a priest, began teaching at the University of Paris and at the University of Cologne in Germany, and then he became the mentor and teacher of the great St. Thomas Aquinas. And this is when he began to bring Aristotelian philosophy and use it as the basis for theology. Well, then Albert was appointed bishop of Regensburg in Germany, which he did for about 3 years until he stepped down to preach the Crusades and to become advisors to the Pope and go on several diplomatic missions. He then went to the Council of Lyon in 1274. That's where Thomas Aquinas was on his way when he passed away. And Albert lived 8 more years after that and would also went to Paris to defend the teachings of his student Thomas Aquinas. What's so amazing about Albert the Great was that not only was he a brilliant philosopher and theologian, but he was also brilliant in the natural sciences. He had his own laboratory where he did chemistry experiments and experiments in physics. He had a huge collection of plants, insects, chemical compounds, and he was the one who wrote the Compendium of All Knowledge up to that point, which was a compendium. It took 20 years to write these books. They were on natural science, logic, rhetoric, mathematics, astronomy, ethics, economics, politics, metaphysics, botany, the list goes on and on. Biology, physiology, anatomy. So again, we have one of the brilliant minds in the history of the church in St. Albert the Great. He died as an old man in the year 1280. He's buried in Cologne, Germany, and was declared a doctor of the church in the year 1931, declared patron saint of philosophers and patron saint of all scientists. And what we see in Albert the Great was that faith and science are not contradictory, right? God is the author of both faith and science, that true faith, true religion, and true science will not contradict each other. If they seem to contradict, it's either because it's not true science or not true religion, but true religion will always be in conformity with true science because God is the author of both. Let me just end by mentioning a couple other Catholic scientists that followed the footsteps of St. Albert the Great, and I'll leave a copy of the list on the table as you leave Mass today. There's hundreds, even thousands of devout Catholics that were brilliant scientists. I'll just mention a few. Dr. André Ampère, the founder of electrodynamics, was a devout Catholic. You get the word amp and amplifier, named after Dr. Ampère. He prayed the rosary each day. Dr. Braille, who invented the system for the blind, was a devout Catholic. Cassiodorus, who was the discoverer of who actually invented the watch, he was a Catholic priest. So every time you look at your watch, think that this was invented by a Catholic priest. Isn't that wonderful? Copernicus was a priest. Eustachius, who was one of the founders of modern anatomy, and those of you who have Eustachian tubes, that's named after a priest. Fallopius was an eminent physiologist. For those of you who have fallopian tubes, those are also named after Dr. Fallopius, a devout Catholic. And Gutenberg, who invented the printing press, was a devout Catholic. Kircher, who was the first to come up with the germ theory of disease, was a Catholic priest as well. Marconi, who invented the radio, was Catholic. Obviously, Pascal, Dr. Louis Pasteur with modern pasteurization process of milk, was a devout Catholic, prayed his rosary every day. And lastly, the inventor of anesthesia was a 13th century bishop, Theodoric. So I'm sure if you've ever had surgery, be very grateful for the invention of anesthesia, right? To be able to help in times of surgery. Again, a Catholic bishop, also a scientist, was able to come up with that. So this list of just a few people, again, I'll leave the list on the table, is a great example of how many devout men of faith were also men of science, and women of faith, women of science. So we see that these two, in the life of Albert the Great, Thomas Aquinas, and so many others, that faith and science are not contradictory, but come from the same author, namely God.